This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures, various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Second hour of our broadcast week commences now. Out of the gate. No, I normally, Super Don, you got to admit, when we do our first day of the week show, which is typically, if you're live, Sunday afternoon for me, Sunday morning for you, we kind of ease into it typically, don't we? I mean, let's be honest, we've had a day off. You've sort of had a day off, but not really, because you do a show on Saturday too. And it's sort of like, all right, we'll just kind of creak our way back into the mix. And you're like, no, we're diving in, man. No, but you can't talk about your garden. You can't talk about your biking, nothing.
We are flexible. Mm-hmm. We know how to adapt.
To an extent.
And things. So in this case, that mm-hmm. story that we had was a big one.
Yeah.
That was a significant one. So rather than opening up, talking about the weather, mm-hmm. and what's growing in the garden, we went straight to the jugular of the story. But you know what? The advantage of doing 2 hours of radio is we can kind of do the galloping green grocer segment in hour two now.
So when have I ever been a galloping green grocer? I don't recall ever being that. That's Triple G, right? In boxing, no, I'm not that.
Yes.
But, okay. But yeah, let's talk about it, because if you're in the Southland, particularly in the peninsula jutting out below Georgia, you have an ability to get out there and sweat like, wow, in February. Because we had some cold breaks, cold spells, not relative to what's cold up north, but for here. And, man, it just kind of cooked up in a hurry. Last week I went on a bike ride. I mentioned it with my buddy Jason, Paul's younger brother. And it was hard to break a sweat. I did a little, but it was a lot cooler, right? Yesterday when I was 85, the jungle is happening again, and man, the sweat's on again. I'm like, I don't need the far infrared saunas critically when that's happening. Super Don, plug in your sauna. But it's in the 20s, you told me that on the break last hour. So I went out and I had a great time, great ride yesterday, and it was the first snake sighting of the season. Usually in the spring, you'll see a lot of snakes on the trail, typically black racers. I know, why are you laughing?
We need a theme for this. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. It's Snake Watch.
Snake Watch 2018 on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Did you see any? Well, it wasn't one. It was one on the trail. But guess what? When I was out front, I was, you know, taking care of the plants that we grow out the front. And my son and I were cleaning out the van. We had, I think I mentioned the story where I parked it at one of those parking lots for long-term parking when you're out on an airport trip. And I came back, I think it was the Curacao trip last year, and like a big semi-truck must have just slammed into the side of the minivan. And it was like, are you kidding me? And they thankfully took responsibility for it, so it was covered. The repairs finally got done. But it smells horribly of I don't know, petrochemicals in it after the paint job, so I'm airing it out, doing that. So I go in, and I'm looking, and I come back out. It's like, oh, there's the black racer again. Not the same one on my bike trip, but now the one that visits us. And the lizards were scattering. They were running for the hills. It's like you could tell this was not a normal, I'm getting out of the way, here comes Robert. It's like, no, something's coming to eat me. And so this 2.5-foot black racer is just staking around the front garden yard, and it was just fun to watch. It's like you're in a real-life edition of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom of some kind. And so I just enjoy the spring for that reason. I know people freak out. Oh, it's a snake. It's a black racer. They're more scared of you, and they're not venomous. They are fast, though. Don't corner them. I'll just say that. So thank you for indulging me on my snake story, first one of the year.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And on to the Farmer Robert, not Bob.
Bob.
The beats are just like booming. Our buddy Steve Feld. My wife found a little card he was giving away at the Truth About Cancer that had seeds, I think broccoli sprout seeds. And so I just planted them in the sprouting tray. So, Steve, thank you. We get some broccoli growing here soon. We got carrots coming in. And our guest this hour, Paola Brown, she actually harvested some carrots. I think she's in Texas. They look great. And I think she's reminding me to not let them sit in too long because they can become bitter. So thank you, Paola. I will get into that story with you when we bring you on to defend homeopathy this hour as well.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. So now, on to the reason I grow my own food. I like to eat cleanly. Although when I pull a carrot out of the ground, it looks kind of dirty. But I guess it's a different kind of dirty, a different kind of clean that we're talking about with this story, Super D, are we not? It's not just about the dirt. It's what's in the dirt.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I kind of like it when these stories come out because we've covered the misconception. I call it a misconception. Depends on who you talk to, because some people will go, oh, I know what you're talking about. You're one of those people, you know, and they pull out the DSM and say, okay, yes, all right. Oh, so because you like to eat clean, you have a mental disorder, right? So Medical News Today decided to tackle this, and what they want to do is they want to come up with three, and I put quotes in the show notes around the words myths and truths. Because it needs air quotes when they say that. Because, you know, I think a lot of people, especially people that are trying to clean up their act, there's the word, right, clean, it's very confusing sometimes for the layman. That was very sexist. Justin Trudeau is going to correct me. I should have said lay person.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We
are going to talk about Canada today, so you're right to be sensitive like that.
Sorry, Trudeau, for the lay person, because there's so much conflicting information out there. So what I was hoping we could do here over the next few minutes in this segment is help people understand, is eating clean something that you need to worry about? Are people going to shun you? Are you going to become put in a mental institution because you want to eat clean? What does eating clean mean?
I think, you know, what comes to light here is the root of all evil is money's root of all evil. You've heard that statement, right? And then you parse it, you dig deeper, you go, no, it's not money per se that's evil. It's the love of it or the lust of it. And so I kind of like differentiate this article in saying, what is clean eating? Is clean eating bad? No, of course it's going to be better for you. Who has a pesticide deficiency? Who needs more glyphosate? Who needs more additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides? So it isn't that. But what they're worried about here, and I think they're overly concerned, certainly there are people that become OCD on these issues, obsessive. But according to the British Medical Journal and others, they're saying, well, I'm a little worried about this because people become orthorexic, right? Orthorexia nervosa. They become obsessed and they won't eat anything unless it's a... Listen, I think, Super Don, I'm a living example of clean eating. And I'm sure there are people that eat cleaner than me. But do I obsess about it? No. Will I eat something garbage? No. Will I fast rather than eat garbage? Yes. But do I perceive that as obsession? No. It's, to me, an assessment of my life prior to eating cleanly and my life after eating cleanly and how I feel, how my physical body responds, symptomatically or otherwise. Even if I'm unaware, if somebody says, oh, it's clean, it's not, my body says, oh, no, that wasn't as clean as you thought it was. So the article here where they say myth number one, clean eating is always good for you. Just because a person eats clean does not mean to make the best, you know, they're stretching it. How do you argue that eating clean is not good for you? Except they're altering the discussion. They're doing a Kobayashi Maru on this. They're changing the rules midstream. And they're not answering the question. They're just saying, no, we're worried about those who are obsessed. The fixation on clean eating. Okay. That's it. They're not answering the question right.
I like the word they use. They don't say clean. They say fixation on righteous eating.
Righteous, yes. As if, righteous. As if righteous is bad.
Well, and the, what I get from that, when they say that, it's almost like they're saying that it's like a religious fanaticism, right? Mm-hmm. Righteous eating.
God vaccines.
You know, this is evil eating. This is righteous eating.
Right.
Right?
Well, I think that I could certainly, you know, be the preacher man when I talk about food and eating cleanly. You know, I've referenced back to the kosher laws of the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. And yes, there is righteous eating, cleanliness laws, right, that would be expanded to include or preclude or eliminate the use or ingestion of what I perceive to be toxic poisons, genetically modified abominations. So I think it's not too far out of the realm to make religious phraseology a part of our discussion more than it is being used in a contemporary setting. But again, the fixation, that's the thing. Are you obsessed? And who gets to determine what is an obsession? Some people will say, I'm obsessed. I think I'm pretty balanced in my perspective that,
well,
you know,
okay.
I don't want the garbage going in.
But, you know, I think that what I think where people get confused, and are there some people out there that are fearful? I mean, to the point of if they happen to brush up against a GMO corn chip,
yeah,
they go into like a decontamination bath or something.
Right. But
yeah, they can. You know,
is this the argument? Is this the argument, though, Superdon, that we should not encourage people to eat organic because of those people will become obsessed?
Listen, this is like everything else. When you, a lot of people like to put the fear factor into stories and headlines and things of that nature. And I can understand how people can be affected by that. What is the answer here? The answer is using your head.
Yes.
Okay? If
myth
you, if you yeah, well, and yes. Oh, is
let
that
me go to
two?
Myth two. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Your head is always there. But myth two, some foods are dirty. What? No, their fact is just because foods have additives do not mean they are unhealthful. And they point to the example of synthetic vitamin D being
D,
added to milk.
Yeah.
Shane Ellison. Let's get Shane Ellison on here. What did he write about vitamin D? It's a toxic poison in the synthetic variety that they often add to food. So, no, they're wrong on that. Myth three, clean eating is healthful eating. Really? That's not healthy, clean eating? Well, I suppose if you're eating a Twinkie and you unwrap the wrapper and you go, well, it's clean, there's no dirt in here, that's not helpful clean eating.
We'll have to spend some more time on this because there's so many different directions we would go with this. But, folks, the short answer is, Just use your head. I mean, within reason. You know, you're not going to die if you accidentally eat something with an additive in it, but that doesn't mean eat it all the time and it's okay.
And be a righteous dude or dudette and eat cleanly. Organic, non-GMO, okay? You can hang with that. We'll be all right.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSV Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsvreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
From clean eating, how about clean medicine? Is that too much to ask? Well, the irony about medicine is it's supposed to be really clean because the FDA regulates the manufacturer. There shouldn't be any contaminants, adulterations, things like that. But the things that they consider clean in terms of medicine and drugs are just as likely to kill you as they are to suppress you. What do they call that, helping you? I don't know. As a homeopath, I've kind of distanced myself from much of allopathic medicine, acknowledging in certain areas where it's okay and appropriate. But once you've gotten that appropriate use, just move on. Move on before it does harm to you. Helping us to bring out the real clean medicine, we talk about healthful medicine that will not harm you, will never kill you. That is homeopathic medicine. Paola Brown is with us again. She was with us a couple of weeks ago, I believe. Maybe it's hard to track time. It's moving so quickly in 2018. The FDA, Scott Gottlieb, threw down the gauntlet attacking homeopathy as being dangerous. We've got to crack down some of these ingredients, whatever. And Paola, you came on from homeopathychoice.org and said, you know what, we got to push back. We need to gather the people together and let's talk about what this really is. So what's the update, Paola?
Okay, so we've really fine-tuned our message. We're working very closely with the NCA and the AAHP, and we've really worked to fine-tune our message. And basically what's going on right now is we've identified one big issue that the FDA is doing against homeopathy, and that's they're wanting to pull out the CPD 400.400. This is a document that's very important to homeopathy. It was created 30 years ago. So, you know, we are all for the FDA controlling the way that homeopathic medicine is manufactured so that when you buy Arnica 200, it is actually Arnica 200. So we want them to regulate and standardize that process. But what we don't want them to do is become arbitrary and all over the place. And so the CPD 400.400 is a compliance policy guide that guides the FDA to set a clear set of manufacturing and marketing standards for homeopathy. And it benefits both sides of the industry. It makes the FDA look good because in 30 years there's been virtually no problems, you know, health concerns or safety issues for the consumer regarding homeopathy. So here's something that makes the FDA actually look good because, you know, when you look at conventional drugs, it's kind of, it's crazy, right? And then for the industry, it's really great because the industry knows what's expected of them. This compliance policy guide has been really great. It might need some updates, you know, because it hasn't been materially updated in 30 years, but it's proven itself a worthy, good document for homeopathy. But this, the FDA has said, okay, we're going to just pull this out. When the final version of their draft guidance comes out, they're going to completely rescind and withdraw the CPG 400.400, which is horrifying.
On what basis?
On
what basis are they withdrawing this 400.400 from the compliance policy guide?
There is no basis for it. In 2015, they gathered the industry and they said, okay, let's update this document. It hasn't been materially updated in, you know, 30 years. And so in 2015, we had wonderful people from the homeopathic industry come and hold a hearing for the FDA. They brought in the physician for the Queen of England, who's a homeopath, they brought just fantastic people all over the industry and gave the suggestions. Maybe we could update it here and here. Instead, as a response, the FDA has said, nope, we're going to pull it completely.
Every opportunity they have to destroy competition to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, they're going to do. Now, what about the thought form that this is not something Trump would necessarily support? More regulation, hyper-regulation. He's all about reducing the influence of government and, you know, in let's say, reducing competition or access to of the American people. The message to Trump, if he knew what Gottlieb was doing, I have a sense that he might call him to the carpet.
That's exactly what, you know, you told me that on your last show, and we've ran with that advice. We've been hearing that advice from a lot of different people. So if you go to our website, homeopathychoice.org, one of the first things you see there on our homepage is you can click a button to take you to where you can copy a letter we've written, copy and paste it, and send it to Trump. And we really need everyone to do that. If you visit our webpage, don't leave without clicking that button, copying, pasting that message, and sending it over to Trump. It takes 5 minutes. You can even do it on your cell phone if you want to. Because I agree with you. I mean, we're, love or hate Trump, he is in position to check Scott Gottlieb, like you said. And you're right about another thing, that this is competition to the pharmaceutical industry. Now, we know homeopathy, according to the FDA, is only making about $3 billion, right? The $3 billion industry. But when you look at what $1 billion of homeopathy, that can equate to, you know, I'm going to throw a number out, $10 billion in the pharmaceutical industry. So I'm a great example of that. I had suffered from a bladder condition where my bladder bled, and that was, you know, diagnosed over 10 years ago. And instead of being on drugs and medical devices and visits to the doctor and procedures, I mean, I could have given the pharmaceutical industry a ton of money.
Paula, hold that thought, Paula. We got to go to a break here. A cliffhanger. What did she do for her bladder issue that removed $10 billion worth of business from Big Pharma? Maybe that explains what's going on at the FDA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. Nope. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking with Paola Brown. She's with us from homeopathychoice.org. Second time on board here. We enjoy her, love her, appreciate her dearly. She's a super mom, too, taking care of her kids homeopathically, holistically, and, of course, speaking out against the medical man. In this case, the Fear and Death Administration, their attack on homeopathy. She described the attack on the compliance, what do they call it, CPG?
Yeah, Compliance Policy Guide, Section 400.400. That's the one we're looking at.
Right. So they want to really throw homeopathy into chaos, into a place where people will be afraid to carry it because they won't know, hey, will there be a regulatory action against it? Will there be a regulatory action against us? Of course, who benefits? Not the people, because the people are not being harmed by homeopathy. You can't point to, I think, one death. One death, not even one death. The only argument they can make, well, you could have been on a drug and that was more appropriate. Well, again, that's your opinion. I don't share it. But the reality is homeopathychoice.org, a good place to go to push back against the medical beast, the FDA. Now, Paola, you were mentioning with your situation, a bladder issue, that medically they did not succeed. You began to look, or at some point, I don't know when in the timeline, another way, and your point of reference is that not only were you able to solve it homeopathically, and you'll share that with us, but because you did that for fractions of a penny on the allopathic pharmaceutical dollar, those dollars that would have been spent might have been tenfold what you spent. So they look at it, the FDA, the protector of Big Pharma, as a tenfold loss. Not just that there's a few pennies being spent on homeopathy. It's like, oh, man, it's 10 times that amount they're not spending on us now.
Yeah, that's right. $1 spent on homeopathy could be 10 times as much that I could have spent on the pharmaceutical industry. Yeah, I had a condition called interstitial cystitis. It's an autoimmune condition of the bladder where your bladder bleeds internally. It's a very painful condition. Mostly women are affected by it, as is common with autoimmune disease in general. But you're right. It's been 12 years since I was diagnosed, and I've been cured for, you know, going on 5 years now. And exactly, the amount of money I spent to cure this condition homeopathically is less than a fraction of what I could have spent on, you know, all those medical devices. I mean, they wanted to cut the nerve to my bladder. They wanted to give me pills that might make my hair fall out. I mean, the options were horrific. Mm-hmm. They wanted to put me on painkillers, and I would have to join a support group for the oncoming addiction. I mean, it was ridiculous, the options they gave me. I said to them, if you cut the nerve to my bladder, how am I going to know when I need to pee? Oh, you just need to set the clock. Well, how will I know when I have an actual bladder infection? I can't feel it. I mean, the options were horrifying. I did not want those options. And I wanted, and guess what? The other option, the homeopathic option, was cheaper. And there you go. I didn't contribute to their little growing fund of pharmaceutical drugs.
One of the classic bladder remedies, and you know, you can't pinpoint, say, this one remedy is only for the bladder, right? It talks about the symptom pictures. You try to match it up.
Right.
Of course, one of our favorite here is the Spanish fly, otherwise known as cantharis.
Right.
I don't know if that was the winner for you.
That was a big one for me. It was a big part of healing my bladder. I had burning urgencies, a great amount of pain, especially towards the end of urinating. I mean, it was avoiding the bladder. It was very painful, and cantharis was a godsend. It was a big part of my healing. It wasn't the only thing I used, but working with a professional homeopath, because this is a chronic illness, and you need to work with a professional homeopath for something chronic, it was a big part of that. Yeah, cantharis 200 is what I used, and then sometimes 30.
Mm-hmm.
And guess how much it cost? Cost $8.
$8, right, exactly.
For that cantharis. Yeah,
and
how much
didn't
was
get
the
bill.
Drug that they wanted to give me? I mean, I never filled it, so I wouldn't know. But it wasn't cheap.
Well, and of course, you know, I work with homeopathic drainage remedies as well. The liver is key because it precedes the kidneys and bladder passively downstream. So if the liver's not doing its job, it's going to hamper what the kidneys can do. And eventually that's good. Again, everything's connected to everything, folks. And of course, the allopathic thought form is just, how do we suppress the symptom? How do we eliminate? Hey, you know, we'll cut the nerve. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
No, that's demonic.
Ridiculous. Yes, it's ridiculous. I remember I was offended when she said that to me. I felt offended, and I said to my doctor, I'm sorry, but your options are horrible. I wasn't homeopathic back then. I wasn't doing this homeopathy stuff that we do now as a family. I'm not a practitioner. I'm just a mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my doctor, she reached over across the table. She took my hand, and then she said, when I turned down all her drugs, she looked me in the eye, and she said, then you will do it right, and you will find a way to cure this. She said that to me.
Wow. Well,
I mean, it was a big moment. Good for her, for being honest.
Yeah, that's great. Folks, there's a lot more to life than the pharmaceutical church. And we're doing battle with the FDA. I mean, I'd like to not do battle with them. I'd like to withdraw from it. And I think that's where ultimately state-level nullification of the Fear and Death Administration will come into play sometime in this century. Certainly, maybe even this decade. We'll talk about it a little bit more on an ongoing basis here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, we've talked about things that are horrific, like ethnic cleansing, you know, racial prejudice and racism, things like that.
Right.
How is the attack on homeopathy like that? And that may offend some people to say it, but I think it needs to be said.
Listen, and I don't want to offend people, but if we're talking about being forced into epitomizing something that the FDA thinks, a form of medicine that the FDA thinks is is the religion that everyone should be doing, as you say, then that is a type of medical cleansing where we're forcing people out of options and into conventional drugs. And so when you look at the FDA and whether the question is, are they prejudiced against homeopathy in this case? So what I did, Robert, to identify that prejudice, I did a comparative analysis where I compared 5 articles on the Tamiflu. Okay, I compared those 5, it wasn't articles, they were press releases. I compared 5 press releases on the Tamiflu that the FDA did. I compared those 5 to 1 press release that they did on homeopathy. And so let me walk you through this, okay? Some of you guys might know about the Tamiflu. It's a drug that is used to prevent or treat the flu. Okay, mm-hmm. The Cochrane Review says that the Tamiflu only helps reduce flu-like symptoms from 7 days to 6.3 days, okay? But in the press release for homeopathy, do you know what they say about homeopathy? They say, quote, we need to protect the public from products that may have little to no benefit. Well, what about the Tamiflu? The Tamiflu only reduces your flu symptoms from 7 days to 6.3 days. It's not even a full day. But they don't talk about, you know, protecting the public from products that may have little to no benefit, right?
Well, great detriment in terms of Tamiflu, what we're seeing. They banned it in Japan in 2008 because of the danger to children, and that's not mentioned anywhere in the Tamiflu updates.
Nope. And homeopathy has never had multiple deaths relating to it. Okay, and so then here we go to the next slide. We're not talking about one drug, Robert. We're not talking about the entire system of I'm comparing one drug to the entire system of homeopathic medicine. That includes hundreds and hundreds of homeopathic medicines, right? Then the National Center for Health Research says that the Tamiflu has side effects like self-injury and hallucination, okay? And then there have been, like you just said, multiple suicide-related deaths, especially in children and adolescents. But in the 5 press releases I've analyzed, I just picked 5 random ones that the FDA did on Tamiflu. They never even use the word death once. And the side effects are minimized. Okay, so let's compare this to the 1 press release on homeopathy. They do use the word death, which is really strange because in over 200 years of homeopathy, I personally have never heard of any deaths caused by homeopathic products, which were prepared, you know, under HPUS rules. Because homeopathy, listen guys, this is by FDA standards, homeopathy is inherently safe and non-toxic per FDA standards, okay? So then, you know, the FDA uses the word in that press release on homeopathy, they use the word potential 12 times. And Robert, they have to use the word potential because homeopathy is actually generally safe and absolutely non-toxic. So when they use the word potential, they're doing that because they actually don't have proof that it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. So they maximize that fear, that danger, like what you said, the Fear and Death Administration. And they don't do that to Tamiflu. Where in the Tamiflu press releases, they minimize the fear. And all they say is as long as you take the right dosage for your weight, you're fine. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then here's another point. They use the word risk 17 times against homeopathy because, again, they're maximizing that false sense of danger and fear. And then, I mean, it gets better. Then the FDA says in that press release about homeopathy that they need to protect vulnerable populations from homeopathy, even though homeopathy is non-toxic, right? And homeopathy is so non-toxic that you don't administer it based on the weight of the individual.
Right. So how do they define vulnerable, by the way?
Pardon?
How do they define vulnerable, by the way?
I don't exactly know, but from what I understood on that, elderly people, babies, children.
No, vulnerable people are anybody that are not listening to the propaganda that they're spewing. You might get them a homeopathic medicine. They're not paying attention to us. Those are vulnerable people because they might learn about the safety of homeopathy versus the danger of allopathic medicine, particularly Tamiflu in the case in point you're bringing up. Now, speaking of cleansing, and not the kind of cleansing we promote, liver and kidney cleanses, talking about cleansing education, the Flexner Report of 1910 did a number on homeopathic medical schools and all the naturopathic and you know, eclectic herbal medical schools. Why? Because they had to take control of the educational system to pump out doctors that would promote an agenda of toxic medicines made from petrochemicals that are just as likely to kill you as they are to not help you but suppress you or suppress normal body responses to toxins in the environment or deficiencies. And now this Fletcher Report is rearing its ugly head. Where? In Canada. Our cousins, our lovely, friendly cousins to the north. Georgian College of Ontario. We covered this a few weeks back. Finally got a homeopathic accreditation course, 3-year program. And there has been nothing but outrage from the establishment allopathic community, protesting, screaming, yelling, crying. You can't do this. This would legitimize. And this is where I argue. I do not want to be legitimized by those who are illegitimate. And those who are illegitimate are promoting a dangerous, toxic agenda of drug everything, intoxicate everything that we can, well, that we can, basically. And so my concept is, remove yourself from looking to be approved by FDA. Remove yourself from being approved by those allopathic establishment and begin to out-create them, and the people will come. We're going to have to learn how to nullify, and I don't know what they can do in Canada to nullify this, but for now they've succeeded in getting that program canceled, Paola, so we've got some work to do.
That's right. Well, in that article where they talk about them pulling that accreditation program, the frustrating thing is, you know, they cite this one doctor in an emergency room, and he says, oh, someone came in here with the flu, and I asked them if they took the flu vaccine, and the person says, no, I took a homeopathic prophylaxis for the flu. And this doctor is saying, well, then you did basically nothing. Listen, Mr. Doctor, people would not be avoiding the flu vaccine if it didn't suck so bad, okay?
Nicely
said. The CDC said it was only 30% effective.
Right, it's not even that good. Hey, Paola, we got to take a break. Stick around. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media for your freedom to heal, including with homeopathy. Absolutely. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, anytime we discuss homeopathy and doubt really targeted, it brings out the irrational rationalist. I know that's an oxymoron, but the idea here is we argue for freedom. And as okay. Paula said on the break, if you believe in flu shots, we're not blocking you from them, although I'd like to see them outlawed. I would, because I think there is no scientific validation or evidence to say that they're actually safe and effective for use. Anything that can work 10 to 15% of the time. And how do they define it works? Well, it elicits an antibody response. Oh, talk to an immunologist about antibodies. Can you still get the quote-unquote disease even if you have the antibody for it? Well, yes. Then what's the frickin' point? Right? Inject toxic aluminum, mercury, heavy metals, aborted fetal cells, formaldehyde, antibiotics. Go ahead, knock yourself out, but don't mess with me on this issue. You will lose. Of course, if you take the flu shot, you're going to lose as well. But having said that, Paula, you've got some more to say.
I do. You know, I think it's just very important to point out the prejudice here, because these scientists and these doctors are hiding behind the guise of science, when really this is all motivated by money and prejudice. And so when I was doing that comparative analysis of the Tamiflu, the five press releases from the FDA on the Tamiflu and the one press release on homeopathy from the FDA, I want to end on this very important point. So in the FDA press release on homeopathy, that one, which they call homeopathy, which by their definition, by the FDA's definition, is completely non-toxic. They compare homeopathy to rat poison in black and white on that press release. Okay, the very medicine the FDA has regulated and ensured to be safe and non-toxic is now somehow rat poison. So there absolutely is prejudice. And the prejudice now is being picked up by mainstream media, and they're running with it. You know, we're seeing articles from the NPR saying things like the FDA cracks down on homeopathy. We have CBS News, Fortune Magazine. And if you look further down on a Google search, you can see the NBC saying the FDA cracks down on snake oil homeopathy. So I'm not delusional. There is absolute prejudice. And what the FDA is doing is they're launching a smear campaign, okay? And that is the concern. When we want to marginalize a certain group of people or a certain belief system, is we spread lies and we do that smear campaign. I mean,
well,
we've seen this time and time again in history. Now they're doing it to homeopathy.
Well, it's tantamount to a form of ethnic cleansing. And you talk about homeopathic cleansing. We've got to cleanse that thought form from our, you know, our populace.
That's right.
And this, this does smack of Nazi-like tactics when you target and kind of denigrate, and that's an understatement. You attack because
it doesn't
fall under your, what we call that, reductionist, collectivist mindset. And that, of course, is a belief system as well. And if your belief system is that the only medicine that is real because it has the potential to kill you, then I don't have a lot more to say to you. Now, Paola, I always have a lot to say with you. I really enjoy you on the air here. You're a mama bear doing right by all of us to protect our freedom to access medicines that other people don't agree with. But that's okay. You
that's
can
right.
disagree with it, but you, when it goes over the edge, you start using the power and force of government to limit our access to it. That is a non-starter. Super D, you want to wrap us up here? We got a minute to go.
Just good discussion. It really is. And I'm encouraged to see skeptics come out and engage our listeners on this topic, because we have smart listeners, and the skeptics just kind of shrivel up and go away whenever they mess with Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. So, you know, it's good. Look, listen, discussion is good, but ultimately what does this come down to? This comes down to freedom. It comes down to the freedom to choose and the freedom to do what you feel is right for yourself. And any time you squash that, we don't say that we should ban, you know, your choice to use something else other than homeopathy. If you want to go out and slam Tylenol and ibuprofen, you've got the right to do that. We'll stand up and defend your right to do that. But don't get in the way of our choice to use what it is that we feel is right for us. It's all about liberty.
Yeah, and if you think that science that you cherish so much is so great, then take as much of those drugs as you can all of the time. And let's see how well you do versus those who have engaged in taking homeopathy, raising their children like I have, with no antibiotics and no vaccinations, and they have no allergies. Guess what? They got energy, they got health and vitality. Oh, it's just a random act of what? God you don't believe in, because most of these skeptics are atheists as well. That's fine. You want to be that way? That's not the way we are here. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. We've just started our broadcast week, Advanced Medicine Tomorrow. Paola, thank you for being on board. Thank you, George, on the board as well. Super D, thanks for making it sound so good. We'll be back tomorrow. The power to heal, the power to use homeopathy, the power to say no to vaccines, it's all yours. And more of it coming during the week.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.